Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the topic keeps coming up. Should we decriminalize drugs? Should cocaine, fentanyl, heroin be decriminalized? Many states in America have decriminalized marijuana. People can have marijuana and not fear going to jail, clogging up the system, losing their job. They're able to still function and go about their day. But it's marijuana. Marijuana, I don't really equate to fentanyl. So people ask, well, why not decriminalize these drugs? I'm mixed. And I think we need a lot more tests and dry runs to see what really happens. Well, it looks like we're going to see that in British Columbia. British Columbia is going to be the first province in Canada to decriminalize heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, and other hard drugs. Starting Tuesday, if you're over 18 and in British Columbia, you can carry up to 2.5 grams of drugs, like coke, heroin, fentanyl, speed, and morphine, without getting arrested. British Columbia has granted permission by the government to try out the plan for 3 years, when the drugs will still be illegal, but if you're carrying less than 2.5 grams, you're not going to get arrested, you're not going to be charged, and you're not going to lose your drugs. Instead, residents carrying the drugs will be offered information on health and social services. So what they're going to try to do is catch a bee with honey as opposed to vinegar. And I know I probably worded that wrong, right? You could catch more bees than honey than you can with vinegar. All right, however the saying goes. So BC government news put on Twitter that as of January 31st, which is today, adults over 18 plus in British Columbia possess 2.5 grams or less of certain illegal drugs for personal use will not face criminal charges. Now, that doesn't mean they could sell it. It means they could have it on their persons. Just like in my state, marijuana is legal, but you can't buy marijuana from your neighbor. If your neighbor sells you marijuana, that could be illegal. If you grow marijuana, it has to be under a certain amount. I think only a few plants. I don't know all the rules because I don't grow marijuana. But you can't have a whole farm. So this is, if you are walking around with crystal meth, you're not going to get busted. If you try to sell it, you can be. So according to Jennifer Whiteside, the British Columbia Minister for Mental Health and Addictions, said decriminalizing people who use drugs breaks down the fear and shame associated with substance use and ensures they feel safer reaching out for life-saving supports. So their goal, some of us were kind of thinking, okay, well, maybe the, you know, parole system is backlogged and the jails are full. This, we're being told, is an attempt to allow people to want to come out and seek help. And if it was illegal, they would be afraid to. So if you decriminalize a small amount of it, they might feel like they could come forward. Could be. I mean, I have to admit, when marijuana became legalized, all my patients who said that they were not, you know, using it, you know, said, you know, I've been using it. And I was like, no wonder. This is interesting because you should be diabetic. How come you're not diabetic? I wonder if there's something to this. Or no wonder you've been having appetite issues. No wonder you've had nausea. And we keep asking to check your gallbladder or to check your heart for this chronic nausea. It's because of the marijuana. So if it, we do in medicine get this ah moment when finally people can come forward and talk about what they have. But some of these things, 2.5 grams of fentanyl can kill. And one consequence of decriminalizing is more ownership. Now in Las Vegas, Nevada, everybody and their mother smokes weed or uses cannabis. Now, not everybody, but I got to tell you, it's all over. You smell it all over. You see people using it. They're vaping it, the gummies, the edibles. Now it's, I'm a little worried about then the kids, because the decriminalization of it did open it up to people who never used it. I have friends who have never touched pot going, well, now I can't get in trouble. So, yeah, I'm going to try it. Ooh, I could use that for sleep. I don't have to go to the doctor for a sleeping pill. I could use that for sleep. I could use that to relax. So I do think the decriminalization increases use. I know somebody will say, really? Is somebody going to all of a sudden be starting meth? Well, I do believe that once you have that, if somebody thinks they're going to lose weight, if somebody thinks they're going to stay awake, if somebody thinks the party's going to be better or the sex is going to be better, yes, I do think decriminalization will increase use. I just don't want kids having access to it. Now, the advocates are hoping that this plan will address a spike in overdose deaths that have left 10,000 people dead in British Columbia since 2016. The country has declared drug-related deaths a public health emergency. Critics think the 2.5 grams is too low a threshold and it will not make a difference because people consume large amounts of drugs anyway. They say decriminalization, to my mind, would be if you have a substance for personal use, then it's for personal use, and the police should not have a role to play in that. When you decide to use, your personal needs is your choice. That's according to a coroner, British Columbia's chief coroner. But some have voiced opposition, saying it's going to make drug use easier for them. It's just condemning them to a slow death because of drugs, whereas if you get them off drugs, they'll get a life back. I'm mixed on this, to be honest. All right? Because I think police and law enforcement are overwhelmed. And they have to deal with so much crime that drug possession, I think, is starting to take a back seat anyway. However, fentanyl and 2.5 grams... whenever there's a law, there's marketing. So there's going to be packages of this type of stuff available. Now, I'm not saying a store is going to sell it, but a dealer is going to be like, okay, now we have legal fentanyl. And I just don't want more of that in the system. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. One of, not my favorite show, but I liked it and I watched a lot of it growing up, was Laverne and Shirley. And sadly, we lost Shirley. Cindy Williams has died at the age of 75. She was a, there was a fantastic concept, the Laverne and Shirley show, spinoff from Happy Days. And there was the, kind of, she was more of the stress, kind of like the Odd Couple. It had a little bit of an Odd Couple where Laverne was more lackadaisical about things and Cindy was more uptight. And very, very talented. And it worked for years. Unfortunately, she died after a short illness. A statement from her children, Zach and Emily, was provided to CNN by family spokesperson and Williams' personal assistant, Liz Krannis. And they said, after the passing of our kind, hilarious mother, Cindy Williams, has brought us insurmountable sadness that can never truly be expressed. Knowing and loving her has been our joy and privilege. She was one of a kind, beautiful, generous, possessed by a brilliant sense of humor and a glittering spirit that everyone loved. So she had work that spanned over 6 decades. her Happy Days role, and then her Laverne and Shirley Penny Marshall had passed away, her the other duo, and also extremely talented. So, it's sad when you see someone, you know, you kind of grew up with, and you know, it's definitely not easy, and our hearts and prayers are with her family. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you guys are still struggling with brain fog and forgetfulness. And I notice getting older, I do. I think COVID was a big part of it. I think COVID messed with my mind. I also think what's messing with our minds is we don't have to spend time putting things to memory. If somebody says, call me, and you would get their number, and you're like, oh no, if I lose this piece of paper, I lose their number, so let me just memorize it. You don't have to do that. I just tell people to put in my phone. They put in my phone. I don't even look at their number. I have friends, best friends, and I don't even know what their phone numbers are. So you don't put things to memory. If you don't put things to memory, you lose it. Well, an MIT neuroscientist has some suggestions. And according to NBC Make It, the MIT neuroscientist studies the causes of brain fog and forgetfulness. And these are the four things that she never does to help slow it down or prevent it. She said, even if you think you're relaxed, your body may be physically tense. So she doesn't let her body stay tense. She immediately does an exercise called box breathing. She inhales through her nose slowly for 4 seconds. So I'm all blocked up, so that's not even working today. Hold your breath for a count of 4 seconds. Exhale through your nose, releasing all the air from your lungs. Count 4 seconds. And then hold your breath for a count of 4 seconds. And repeat this for 4 rounds. That's why it's a box. 4-4-4-4-4. She says box breathing is a simple way to help calm your brain. Studies have shown it could reduce levels of cortisol, which is a chemical produced when the body is under stress. Now remember we told you that somebody had a method of helping you sleep, and it involved breathing through your nose, holding your breath for a few seconds. It wasn't exactly like this, but there is something to breathing in, holding your breath, concentrating on your breathing. It does relax you. And for those of us that have Apple Watches, it keeps telling us to breathe. We forget to take a deep breath. It's important. She says she also never uses screens 1 hour before bedtime. This is something we've taught you guys to help fight insomnia. She said, as tempting as it might be to scroll through Instagram or watch TV before bedtime, these activities could be too stimulating for the brain. Instead, she tries to read a book before turning out the lights. If that doesn't help me, she does a relaxation body scan. She squeezes and releases muscles starting at her toes all the way up to her head. So do you guys remember, was that Pretty Woman where Julia Roberts told Richard Gere to take off his socks and shoes and walk around the grass and feel the grass in between his toes? I remember everybody thought that was really girly and all that, but when I saw that, I was like, okay, that really is a good relaxation technique. I don't do that because, you know, I'm in my boots or I'm in my, it's not that easy. I might even be wearing pantyhose sometimes. So, nope, wouldn't work for me, but there is really something about being barefoot. When I'm home, I'm always barefoot. And I stick my fingers in the carpet, although we got a lot of tile. The cats play with my toes. But working from your toes up can be very therapeutic. So I agree that it should be something to look at. Another thing she never does is load up on glucose. So eating a whole bunch of M&Ms is a no-no. She says if your gut isn't healthy, your brain power can falter. She strengthens her gut-brain axis by maintaining a diet rich in hydrating foods, healthy fats, and digestible protein. Most of all, she says, she tries to avoid sugar. The brain uses sugar as fuel, but refined carbohydrates like high fructose corn syrup found in sodas are not good sources of fuel. Your brain needs real carbohydrates, not the bad ones. So you could get irritable, tired, mental confusion, impaired judgment. You might get a little bit of a euphoria from sweets. But then you get grumpy. So she suggests foods rich in magnesium, whole grains, leafy greens, dried beans, and legumes. It helps regulate her mood and sleep cycle. She also makes sure to not have any more caffeine after 10 a.m. Now, a lot of you are like, no, I need something after lunch. I want to have some coffee after lunch. No, I can't have any coffee or any caffeine in the afternoon. If I do, I'm not going to sleep. Now, she also suggests meditating. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about an MIT neuroscientist named Tatiana Makismova, I believe. And she suggests these are how she prevents brain fog and forgetfulness. She meditates. So she meditates for at least 12 minutes a day. She said if you do it at nighttime, it can help mitigate brain fog the next day. Remove all distractions from your room, which is hard because I got 4 cats and a dog, and I got a husband and got kids. Sit or lie in a comfortable position. Take deep breaths. Quietly observe your thoughts. Whatever thoughts come, simply acknowledge them. Then return your focus to your breathing. Now, this is interesting. I know some of you are like, I can't meditate. I can't. This is actually a technique I do want you guys to try. All right, when I lie down in bed, every thought comes into play. Was that stupid what I said on my show? Was that stupid what I said to somebody else? Oh, this would be funny. You need to say this. Oh, you got to remember this. Okay, it's too much. And so I have to acknowledge the thought and then move on. So it's not something we commonly do, but it's something we should do. So let's say you're like, oh, I forgot to pick up clothes from the dry cleaner. Just tell yourself, okay, clothes at the dry cleaner. Deal with it tomorrow. Good thought. Thank you. Don't try to force it to memory. Don't try to fight the thought, suppress the thought. Go, okay, I got clothes at the dry cleaners. I don't, but let's say you do. I need to call my mother. Now, please don't think about your mother. That's going to, you know. Okay, I'm going to call my mom. Done. Got it. Next. Disneyland. Disneyland's beautiful. Disneyland's fun. It's the happiest place on earth. It is the happiest place on earth, yeah. Next. And just, the thought comes in, okay. There'll be bad thoughts. Someone died. Like, I miss you. I hope you're up there in heaven. I miss you. I love you. I think about you all the time. I love you. And then move on. If you let these thoughts haunt you and take over your night, you're not going to sleep. And your thoughts are always going to come in. It's really hard to control your thoughts. But you do have the power. Remember I taught you guys about stop think? Where one of my medical student friends came in saying, stop, stop, stop. I'm like, what? I'm not doing anything. He's like, no, I'm telling myself to stop. I'm like, why? He goes, well, I think about sex all the time. And I'm not studying in class. I'm not paying attention because all I'm doing is thinking about sex. Every time I think about sex, I say stop. I just stop think. I'm like, well, that's clever. And so then I start going, stop, stop, stop. And the people in the row ahead of us going, what the hell are you guys doing? I go, we're doing stop think every time we think about sex. So then all of a sudden, I think there was like this big intestine or something like that comes on. All of a sudden you hear the whole class go, stop, 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 stop. You're like, you guys, come on. But it's something we do. Thought comes in our mind. We don't really want to deal with the thought. Acknowledge the thought. Fine. Sex is fun. I'd like to have some sex. Move on. Stop. Move on. So meditation, you know, there's multiple ways to meditate. A lot of people think, well, I don't, you know, meditate necessarily because I don't do a lot of that. I don't do a lot of yoga. That's okay. We all meditate in our different ways. Find a way that works for you. Make sure to breathe. Make sure to relax your muscles. Make sure to not let a thought consume you. 1-877-DUCK-DUCK.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA News Update. A huge ice storm centered in central Texas is ruining travel all over the USA. FlightAware counts nearly 1,500 canceled flights nationwide. More than 1,000 of them flights into or out of Dallas's two major airports. A major upgrade's coming to the rail tunnel under the Hudson River that connects New York City and New Jersey.
This project is critical to transforming the Northeast Corridor, increasing speeds, capacity, reliability, and safety.
President Biden at an event in New York City today. Why did President Trump take the Fifth when he was deposed back in August?
Anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool, an absolute fool.
Trump in video obtained by CBS News. The deposition was part of New York State's civil fraud investigation. Trump invoked his right against self-incrimination more than 400 times for over nearly 4 hours. Rich Johnson, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't like it when people complain. And I complain sometimes, and I do it to feel better. But if you're going to complain, come up with a solution. And if you notice, every time I complain and gripe about something, I bring up options. I talk about what I would do to make it better. Because you could complain and complain and complain and complain, but I just need to have some resolution to it. I just need to feel like I'm being productive. Even though griping makes you feel better, and complaining and these bitch and moan sessions are a fantastic way, it's fantastic therapy, I love, and maybe it's because of the psychological background I learned throughout my training as a family doc, but in the end of any session that we do with a patient is we give them something to do. The three E's. Engage. I'm sorry, I almost forgot the three E's. You see why I need to meditate more. was like, oh my God, what are the three E's? Now I just forgot it again. I tell you, man, the brain farts, it's COVID, people. This is COVID. But the three E's are you engage, you educate, and you enlist. So you all thought I read from a script. I don't read from a script. This is out of memory. The three E's are engage, educate, and enlist. So you engage a person by getting somebody to listen to you. Either it's a TV commercial, either it's a game stats, a quarterback, what's going to engage you? A doctor, is the doctor going to be somebody that you want to listen to? Are they going to look doctorly? Are they going to garner your attention and be worthy of that? You got to engage them. Then once you engage them, you educate them on what's going on. Commercial is going to educate you on the prices and when the sale is. Doctor's going to educate you on why you need a colonoscopy or a mammogram. I would engage you by saying, look, I've had a colonoscopy too. It's not fun. Really? Well, now you're engaged. Really? You didn't like having a colonoscopy? No. I'm a human being too. Colonoscopies aren't fun. But now that I engage them, I can educate them. But this is why you get a colonoscopy. Then you educate and then you enlist. So I want you to reach out to the gastroenterologist to get your colon cancer screening set up. TV ad for a car. I want you to visit the lot and choose a new car. You enlist. You give them something to do. So I think as a parent, you do that with your children also. Kid doesn't want to eat vegetables. I don't want to eat vegetables. I don't want to eat vegetables. So parents will engage the kid. Not always appropriately, but do you want dessert? Dessert? Yeah, I made brownies. You made brownies? Okay, now they're engaged. Well, how do you educate the kid? But your brownies are nutritious. The vegetables are. In order for you to eat a brownie, you got to eat the vegetables because the vegetables are healthy. Now you enlist. So if you want the brownie, you eat your vegetable. Eat the vegetable, you get the brownie. There you go. Three E's. We always do it. Well, there's a Gallup poll looking at what Americans think is our worst problem. Now, people are complaining and complaining and complaining. Well, what are we going to do about it? What is the problem? All right, we've engaged everybody by, okay, we're griping, we're unhappy, but what is the problem, and then what are we going to do? So, we're being told that the biggest problem is not inflation, it's not the immigration crisis, it's not the state of the economy, but a Gallup poll, I believe, has found that it's lack of leadership from President Biden and Congress. That's the country's biggest problem. They say the government poor leadership took over the number one spot from inflation over the past year. 21% of Americans name it as the most important problem facing this country today, compared to 15% who thought it was a problem last year. Then came inflation. Then came economy, tied at 16% each. Followed by the government, 15%, immigration, 8%, and unifying the country, 6%. I think it's because some people just don't think we could ever be unified. Over the past year, America's concerns with the economy fell 6 percentage points to 10%. Inflation fell 1 point to 15%. Not that inflation is at 15%, but people caring about it. And immigration rose 3%. This Gallup poll shows that Americans picked the government poor leadership as the most pressing issue facing the nation. Now, is this because of the document scandal? Is it because of Kevin McCarthy's House vote? I don't think it's that. I think it's when people think there's an issue, they want to see your leader saying they're going to get on it. Now, many of us have worked for companies where our leaders do nothing. Or even worse, when they do something, they make it worse. I can't tell you how many times I've been in arenas where people will say, oh, let's not bring it up to, you know what, let's just handle it. Because if they bring it up, then there's going to be all these new rules and it's going to be worse. And I see many people sweep things under the rug or they try to take care of it themselves. Well, that means you have a bad leader. If you fear the leadership your leader exhibits, then that's not a good leader. You want the leader to get involved. You want the leader to steer the ship. That's just as bad as you having a captain of a ship And you're like, oh, no, please don't wake up the captain. Let the boat just go off the waterfall. It'd be worse than what the captain would do with the boat. I mean, you know, you need to have the person who's running things run things. And I think that is a common sentiment with President Biden. He doesn't really look like he's in charge. He doesn't look like he's running things. He has even admitted multiple times that he doesn't run things. I can't take questions because they won't let me. Let me see who they want me to talk to first. Let me see who they want me to call on. Who's they? Your wife, Jill? Your the Congress? Who's they? You're the president. You can do whatever you want. I get we all have PR people, and I get we have strategists, but you're still in charge. They say Americans' outlook appears to have tracked the cooling rate of inflation, which fell from 7.5% last January to 6.5% in December. This poll was conducted this month, January 2nd to the 22nd, and it happened when the discovery of classified documents at President Biden's Delaware home came on, as well as what else was going on was the U.S. House of Representatives, like, taking days to come up with the vote. Yeah, it did weigh on us. I mean, why aren't we getting stuff done? We're spending, we're passing big expensive bills, but what's getting done? Do we have new hospitals? Do we have electric grids in place for all these electric cars we're trying to legislate? Do we have, you know, the border and under better control? We don't. Now, Republicans feel that the government poor leadership is more of a problem than Democrats, but Democrats think that's an issue too. Democrats thought inflation, the economy, race relations, unifying the country, and environment were a little bit more important, whereas Republicans thought it was the economy, decline in mortality, ethics in the family, federal budget deficit. So, in terms of the economy, 45% rated the economy as poor, 38% is fair, 15% love the economy. Now, why is that? Is it because they're actually making money? There are some jobs out there where you actually make money when there's a recession. Or you make money when people go bankrupt. And you're able to flip the house, or you're able to capitalize on that. Or is it because they're able to collect government subsidies? So, you know, I will never expect the country to all be on the same page, because some people benefit when others don't. But I do agree that we do need our president or the executive branch to look like they are on top of it. And when something goes down, they are right there, no script on the microphone, saying, all right, guys, let's get to work. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 13-year-olds might be the cutoff age for social media. That's according to the U.S. Surgeon General. Dr. Vivek Murthy, U.S. Surgeon General, says he thinks 13 years old is too young for children to be on social media platforms, even though Facebook and Instagram allow you to be that age. Dr. Murthy told CNN that he believes being on social media does a disservice to kids early in their teen years. He said, I personally, based on the data I've seen, believe that 13 is too early. It's a time where it's really important for us to be thoughtful about what is going on, how they think about their own self-worth and their relationships, and the skewed and often distorted environment of social media. Okay, so how do you guys feel about this? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. When we look at social media, how young is too young? So this is what I find fascinating. So the Surgeon General, he's not wrong. But I have a much different look on what 13 should be. So when Dr. Vivek Murthy, our Surgeon General, says 13 is too young to be on social media, he's not wrong with today's youth. I think some of the stuff on social media is ridiculously inappropriate. I think kids are becoming addicted to social media. I think kids are very vulnerable to predators on social media. So I agree with him that young kids should not be on social media. But I'm going to take things a step further, which is something I continually say, and I sound like a broken record. A 13-year-old is a pre-adult. And what are we doing having all this spare time for kids to be on social media? The reason why we have teenagers and why 13 is considered teenagers or pre-adults is because back in caveman days, your 13-year-old was already pregnant. Your 13-year-old was already starting a family. Your 13-year-old already knew how to run the farm. See, our 13-year-olds don't. Our 13-year-olds are still in middle school. Why is that? We really are underutilizing our kids. So Dr. Murthy is right. You don't need to have kids on social media, but I want to take it a step further. Why aren't they working? Why aren't they building? Why aren't they creating? I don't want them pregnant. But a 13-year-old, especially a girl who's already hit puberty, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the average 13-year-old. They look like they're adult women. I went from a training bra to a B cup in 1 year when I was 13. I got some curves. And then I went to a C, and now I don't even know what level D I'm in. But, man, I got a bra size, the same grades I got in medical school. And it, but no S, not an F. And so, you know, my problem is our social media problem is because these kids have too much time on their hands. It, you know, for those who own a farm, your kids are doing chores on the farm. How many of you have kids that don't do chores? I mean, for me, I had chores, but they had to be on a Saturday. So all Saturday, I would do my chores, and I couldn't have any fun until the chores were done. Scrubbing toilets, mopping, vacuuming, dusting. You wouldn't have to do it during the week because you had to get your homework done. But Saturday was all about chores, which I know is kind of hard because it's the Sabbath. So I was like, isn't it the Sabbath? They're like, well, then you have to do it during the week. Okay, I'll just do it now on Saturday. But, you know, the average child, if they were in a sport, if they were working on a farm, if they were building something, painting, learning a trade, being a big brother, big sister, tutoring, they wouldn't be on social media all the time. And if the average 10-year-old... an 11-year-old was already in the world around adults, around other kids, having a role or responsibility, maybe they wouldn't be as vulnerable and as naive when they're on social media. But we have a very youthful, strapping, healthy, young population that sits home and watches SpongeBob. SpongeBob is for babies. Now mind you, I'll watch SpongeBob. I'll watch South Park. I like a good cartoon, Rick and Morty. That stuff cracks me up. But maybe for 5-10 minutes. These kids are all day being babysat by a teacher. They're already having their periods. They're already changing and they're, you know, scrotum have developed, they got testes, and then they come home from homework, they have a snack, and then they watch cartoons or TV or videos or TikTok. Why aren't they working? shorten school to 4 hours. And an hour-long or 50-minute class does not have to be that long. It'll be 20, 30 minutes of the basics. Have everybody do some practice problems. Then, for homework, they do the practice problems, reinforce it, come back the next day to school. But in the afternoon, it's your sport. It's your hiking, your exercise. It's your learning Taekwondo, learning Krav Maga, learning CPR, learning a trade, or helping out building the next house, or farming, or learning what goes on at the power plant, or what goes on with, you know, with water, doing some conservation type stuff, planting. We're not doing stuff. Does any child know how to fix a faucet? Does any child know how to change the car battery? The kids don't learn that stuff because they're a kid. So they're on social media, and now we have the Surgeon General warning that kids under 13 shouldn't be on social media. Kids over 13 shouldn't be on social media to the degree that they are. They got too much time on their hands. There are ways, there's time to have fun, there's times to go on social media and interact. It's a community thing. Mind you, I like my social media, but I work during the day. I told you guys, it kills me to hear these kids go, it's summer vacation. There is no summer vacation. We all have to work. The only people who don't work during the summer are students and teachers and school administration. That's BS. Average life, you work. You're supposed to be productive during the summer. 3 months of your 13-year-old year, you're wasting in front of a TV? Now, it wasn't that big a deal because when we grew up, we would be outside. We would play. We would have a lemonade stand. We would create. That's not what kids are doing anymore. Kids are less smart. They're less savvy. You watch Stand By Me. And you see these kids, not that I would want my kid running around on a railroad track in the fourth grade, but these kids knew how to skip a rock. They knew how to camp. Our kids don't. So I agree with the Surgeon General that 13 is too young to be on social media, but it's not so much it's because they're naive now. Let's get rid of their naivety. These kids should, I mean, already in schools, they want to teach them about sex in the grade school. So if we're already going, you know what, they can learn about sex, and they can learn about sex aids in grade school, why aren't we teaching them how to plumb? Or what an electrical wire is, or how to defend yourself? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.